with a win by the Trojans. They pulled it off 42-35 in the victory here to get the evening going here for Atlantic, and we'll see if that can carry over now here to the varsity game.
Ashley Walker had 13 points, and Macy Schmidt with 11 to help lead the way for the Trojans in the junior varsity contest here earlier tonight. In fact, Atlantic going for the trifecta tonight. They won the freshman game a little earlier this evening as well here in Denison. So good start to the night for the Trojans. It'll be a little different matchup issue, though, here when it comes to the varsity contest tonight, as Denison off to a good start on the season and a pretty balanced attack.
Yeah, they've got some talented players out there and some players that can kind of do multiple things for them out on the floor, and we'll see how Atlantic deals with that the different variety here tonight, and a lot of players you've got to keep an eye on here against this squad. Alyssa Reiner, one of those players that really leads the way for the Monarchs. Not only does she average well scoring the basketball, but she's also the one that's really out there active getting the ball stolen away from the other squad here on the season as well for Denison.
Yeah, she's put together some pretty solid numbers, averaging 11.8, just about 12 points a game, shooting about 52% from the floor on the season and 56% from the free throw line. She's been pretty solid. In fact, the Denison lineup up and down, they shoot 41% as a team from the floor. It's not outstanding, but it's a solid percentage for a ball club. They have three players averaging in double figures, Chelsea Van Ness averaging about 12.5, and Rachel Cook's their leading scorer on the year. She hasn't played as many games, however. She's just recently back. She's averaging 14.7 points per contest. So they've got some weapons out there, some kids who can step up and take care of business out there in a lot of different positions.
And Atlantic will try to counter here tonight with some players that are starting to fill into their roles a little bit here as the season moves along. Of course, it's always a challenge to figure out who fits in what spot best and at what times throughout the season, and that's what the coaches try to figure out. But there's some players out there that definitely don't have a lack of hustle for the Trojans. If you look at players like Liz Gudenfelder and Mackenzie Holmes, they're always active out there and really trying to create things and keeping their feet moving on the floor.
Yeah, they're a team that's really kind of morphed as the season's gone along. Coach Casey Pelzer's been fiddling around with the lineup a little bit and the rotation of the players coming off the bench a little bit here and there, and getting some of the kids who maybe played a lot of varsity action early in the season, getting them some more time in the junior varsity games as well to kind of get them a little bit chance to play more basketball and to become come together a little bit. It's still a pretty young team. You've got some good senior leaders on this squad, and four of the five starters are going to be seniors. But once you get past that, it's an awful lot of young kids coming in out of there, and a lot of their youth is actually down in the post.
Yeah, and last time we watched them, we were kind of impressed with the way that those two freshmen play.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJN All Sports Boosters Association.
Playing down in the post, and they really
Peck Trucking and Excavation. They have dozers, excavators, and skid loaders for work on terraces, waterways, and demolition for building sites.
Megan Riley and Tiffany Williams, they both played pretty solid as freshmen coming off the bench. They started a little bit differently at the beginning of the year down low, but they've been playing pretty good basketball and giving the team a lot of energy.
So we'll see if they can come out and get a spark going here tonight as the Trojans take on the Monarchs, and Atlantic looking for their third win of the season. They're 2-8 overall, 0-3 in conference play, whereas Denison is 6-2 overall and 2-2 in district conference play there for them. So that's the look at the lineups here for you here tonight. We'll go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll take a look at the starting lineups here and get you set for basketball. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Plowman Earth Moving specializes in ag, soil, conservation work, terracing, waterways, ponds, tree removal, demolition, site grading, pipe work, basement digging, all bulldozing and excavating work. Call Plowman Earth Moving at 641-740-0438. Oinker's Lounge and Grill serves great burgers, steaks, seafood, chicken, and drinks. They have a full-service bar downstairs, and their upstairs bar has pool tables. Try their famous Oinker Burger, Oinker's Lounge and Grill in Atlantic. Call 712-243-4974. Autech Transmissions is a highly qualified shop with expert transmission repair technicians with the knowledge and skills for your every automatic transmission repair need. Stop by Autech Transmission, 510 Hill Street in Harlan, or call 712-755-9306.
And welcome back now here to Denison High School as we get set for varsity basketball here tonight on the girls' side as the Atlantic Trojans take on the Denison Monarchs. So go ahead now and take a look at the starting lineups here for these two teams as both teams finish getting warmed up here this evening. For the Trojans on the road here tonight, their starting five will look like this. Number 11, Rianne Capel, the 5'3 senior. Also number 21, Mackenzie Holmes, the 5'4 senior. Number 25, Shelby Worth, the 5'10 senior. And number 33, Liz Gutenfelder, the 5'8 senior. And also starting down low tonight for the Trojans is number 55, Megan Riley, the 5'9 freshman. That's your starting lineup here tonight for Coach Casey Felder.
Yeah, they're a team that on the season, as I mentioned, shoots, they don't shoot very well from the floor, quite frankly. They shoot 28.7% from the floor, and that's not very good in any league. They have to be a little bit more consistent in getting the ball to the rack and then making and finishing shots when they get the opportunities. They're 25.2% from the arc, and they shoot 45.9% from the free throw line. We mentioned Mackenzie Holmes, who started the season with an injury that carried over from the volleyball season, but she's back in full form. She's averaging a little over 10 points a game. Liz Gutenfelder, 8 a game. Shelby Worth, 7.3 a game. They're all seniors as part of that starting group out there tonight.
So that's a look at the Trojans here for the Monarchs here, and they are led this night out here by this starting five. Number 2, Chelsea Van Ness, the 5'9 senior. Also number 10, Chelsea Green, the 5'8 senior. Number 12, Alyssa Reiner, the 5'7 senior. Number 30, Rachel Cook, the 5'6 senior. And also number 50, Carly Wittorf, the 5'10 senior here tonight to start for the Monarchs.
And as we documented a little bit earlier, the four of those players averaging right close to double figures with Cook, Van Ness, and Renner all averaging in double digits on the season. Van Johnson averaging about 9 points a game. They shoot 40.8% from the floor, 31.3% from the arc, and 55% from the free throw line on the season. Carly Wittorf, she's not going to blow you away with points on most nights, but at 5'10", she's got a solid body to her. She'll take up some space down low, and she does well enough. They have enough players elsewhere, they feel, to be able to do the things they do so that she can focus on some of those other things instead of just scoring the basketball.
That's a look at the Monarchs here tonight as we get set for basketball. Once again, it's girls varsity play here tonight, the Atlantic Trojans and the Denison Monarchs. Teams are about ready to be introduced here to the crowd. We'll go ahead and take one more quick break and be back and get you ready for the tip-off. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Miller Realty Services. Call them for land, brokerage buying, and selling. They're certified land appraisers and travel all of southwest Iowa to Missouri River and Missouri Line. Give Miller Realty Services a call at 712-778-4459. JP Lumber in Oakland, your first and only stop for all your home improvement needs. They also have a garden center for all your landscaping supplies and locally created garden decor. JP Lumber in Oakland, 712-482-6413.
And welcome back now here to Denison High School as we get going once again here with the coverage of girls varsity basketball action here for you this evening, the Atlantic Trojans and the Denison Monarchs. And once again, recapping the starting lineups here for you here as the introductions get taken care of here for the crowd. The Trojans will send out the starting five, Rianne Campbell, Mackenzie Holmes, Shelby Worth, Liz Gutenfelder, and Megan Riley for head coach Casey Felder. They're 2-8 overall and 0-3 in conference play. For the Denison Monarchs, they'll send out Chelsea Van Ness, Chelsea Green, Alyssa Renner, Rachel Cook, and Carly Wittorf. Also, their head coach, Adam Misch, the 6-2 here overall in the season and 2-2 in conference play here for Denison. So, tough challenge here tonight for the Trojans, but like we said earlier, they have started to settle in a little bit more to a flow with their roster here this season as far as knowing their roles out there on the floor. And they've had some success earlier here tonight in the freshman and JV games. I'm hoping that that momentum maybe carries over a little bit here into this varsity contest tonight.
Well, I tell you what, over the last 25 seasons, I've watched a lot of Trojan magic, and some of the best of it has come right up here against very good Denison teams on this floor. And in some cases, some regional championship matchups up here with some teams around the area, too, that have happened here on this floor. So it's always fun to come up here and see some basketball and relive some glory too. Hope to see some new memories made here tonight as well for these girls.
Well, the introductions have been taken care of now. We're going to have our national anthem coming your way here, so we'll go ahead and listen in here tonight to your national anthem here this evening. One of the students here from Denison High School will be singing that anthem. National anthem taken care of here this evening, and we're ready to play some basketball here tonight. It's the Atlantic Trojans and the Denison Monarchs here for you this evening here in girls varsity high school hoops. Both teams getting out there onto the floor here and getting ready for play. Once again, your lineups, Rianne Capel, Mackenzie Holmes, Shelby Worth, Liz Gutenfelder, and Megan Riley for the Trojans. And for the Monarchs, Chelsea Van Ness, Chelsea Green, Alyssa Renner, Rachel Cook, and Carly Wittor in the starting lineups here tonight. Ready to get things going here as we will get the tip-off taken care of in a moment as Megan Riley's out in the center circle and also out there Chelsea Green for the Monarchs here as we get ready to tip things off. Officials are getting squared away here. Now they head to the center circle to throw this one up, and the tap is going to be won here by the Trojans as they will work from right to left here to start the basketball game in the road black uniforms with the golden lettering and golden white lettering or golden white trim. The pass now thrown here in the right corner here for the Trojans as they work it around the perimeter. Worth has it up top. She'll pump fake and drive. Now kicks it back up top. Gutenfelder has it. Gets it over to Holmes. Holmes back up top to Capel. She'll step in. Tries one from the free throw line. Had it partially blocked, and the rebound comes down to the hands of Chelsea Green. Monarchs will push it. They get it up ahead. Now they'll slice down around. A nice pass across the lane. Shot was blocked momentarily there by Capel as they went up for the shot with Rachel Cook. She got it right back, though, and put it back home. So a 2-0 early lead here for Denison, and now we have a foul. We're trying to bring up the floor was Rianne Capel, and she gets fouled by Chelsea Green. That'll be her first and first foul in the contest. Monarchs are wearing their home white uniforms with the purple and gold lettering and trim. Pass up top now here for the Trojans as they inbound it from the sideline. They have it here to Rianne Capel. She'll kick it over to Gutenfelder. Now in the corner it goes to Holmes. Holmes, pump fake, a dribble, picks up her dribble. Now kicks it across over to Gutenfelder. She'll pump fake and drive. Now kicks it back out to Capel. Capel a couple of dribbles. Now the pass out to Holmes. She'll try a three ball top of the key. No good. Rebound pulled down by Van Ness. Chelsea Van Ness up ahead gets the pass off to Renner. Back up top they go now. And a three ball on the way here by Van Ness. Missed it. Rebound underneath, though, and the putback is no good. That time by Wittorf, and the rebound comes down to the Trojans. Capel will kick it up ahead here to Holmes' left side. Holmes back up top it goes. Kicks it over across now. Gutenfelder right side. They get it into the corner here to Capel. Back up top now to Holmes. She'll try another three ball. This one's also off the mark. Rebound comes out long, and a collision at the free throw line. Players were trying to fight for it. Rachel Cook was the one that got there first. And they're going to whistle a foul here against Rianne Capel, trying to reach in there and grab at it too. So she'll pick up her first. Inbound pass will come now, and Renner will bring it across the timeline. Gets it over to Green. Green passes it off to Wittorf. Wittorf across now to Renner. Now down low, they get a pass to Green on the block. Wrapped around, missed the shot, got it back though, and kicked it back outside. Van Ness, a pump fake, a drive, inside, shot no good. A lot of contact inside, and no call, and Now the ball goes out of bounds. The Trojans tried to save it, but Gudenfelder couldn't track it down. So Dennison will get another chance here underneath. Renner will inbound. Gets it right in the middle. A nice move there by Van Ness to get open, but then she missed the layup. Got her legs caught up awkwardly, and she missed the layup on the run down the right side. Trojans come back the other way. Up top, it's Capel. She'll fire up a long three. That's off the mark. Rebound pulled down by Green. Green will kick it up across. Van Ness now up ahead. They run it to Van Ness underneath, and she'll kick it back across. And a short little jumper swapped home by Rachel Cook as she has all 4 points, and it's 4-0. Little pressure put on now here by the Monarchs on the inbound as they man up against the ball handler. Get it up ahead here. They break pressure across to McKenzie Holmes. And now Capel has it up top. Right side dribble back up top to Holmes. Holmes will dribble right side, stop, pick up her dribble, and kick it up top to Worth. Worth, one dribble and back to Holmes. Monarchs forcing the Trojans right now to stay on the outside perimeter. Trojans not trying to force the penetration inside. Now they get a nice move and a nice pass there off to Gudenfelder off the pick and roll, but she missed the shot. Got another chance down low. Missed it, but they're going to have a foul call here, and we'll have two shots coming. Wittorf's going to pick up the foul underneath.
A very late whistle, but the Trojans benefit from that call as Gudenfelder get a chance to break the ice here.
So Liz Gudenfelder will line one up, miss it off the back iron. She'll have one more coming. Second free throw up and good there by Gudenfelder. So she gets one out of two, and the Trojans are on the board. Now 4-1. Monarchs will bring it up ahead. Kick it over here to Green. Green fires it left side over to Cook. Back up top they go to Wittorf. Wittorf back outside. Now they're going to try the three ball. Long one put up by Renner. No good. Rebound comes out long to McKenzie Holmes. Now Capel will bring the ball up the floor here for Atlantic. Passes it off here to Holmes. Try to reach in and steal it there as Renner got in there, but Holmes able to keep corral of it. Kicks it right side now over to Gudenfelder. She'll fire up a quick jumper about 15 feet, no good. Rebound underneath by Riley. She kicks it right back outside. Over to Worth, and now in the corner they go to Gudenfelder. Gudenfelder will dribble it, cook it back up top. Got a hand in the passing lane that time by Cook, and then it was just kicked out of bounds there by Capel. And it'll turn over here to the Monarchs.
That's unfortunate. It was a nice job by Riley. Good hustle to get that rebound down underneath on the offensive glass, and they were trying to reward her and get the ball right back to her, but couldn't find enough space.
Inbound pass now here. Renner will kick it over right side over to Van Ness. Now down low, they get it on the block. They'll kick it back outside. Van Ness will try the three. That's good. Chelsea Van Ness with the triple, and it's now 7-1. Dennison off to a quick lead here over Atlantic. Inbound pass. They work it across here. A pressure. Gudenfelder tries to dribble out of it. Now picks up her dribble. Now Mahomes will try to get across the timeline. And the foul here is Renner got in her path. And she'll pick up her first. Team foul number three.
Dennison very aggressive defensively here so far tonight, making the Trojans work for every pass and stretching those lanes out front.
Atlantic will inbound here at half court as Gudenfelder will be the one to key it in. Gets it in here to Capel. And we'll see how the Trojans run the offense this time. They'll get it over here to Holmes. And now back up top they go to Gudenfelder. She'll kick it across into the corner. Worth will dribble around defenders. Stop just inside the elbow. Misses the shot on the run. Got the rebound, though. Tried an awkward putback. Couldn't get it to go. Didn't square herself up. And now rebound on the floor, and we have bodies flying. There's going to be a foul whistled as Megan Riley's going to pick up the foul as she fell to the floor and took a couple of gals with her. So two team fouls now here against the Trojans, and Dennison right back with the basketball. Up the floor, they'll kick it over here to Van Ness. Now they try to lob it down low. McKenzie Holmes read it out and went over ahead and jumped out of the air and stole that one away. Now up ahead they go to Gudenfelder. Quick shot, it was way short, and the rebound is going to be out of bounds to the Monarchs.
That's, you know, you want to take advantage up the floor quickly, but that was too quick a possession. You got to take advantage of that turnover.
So the Trojans will play some defense here up top with Holmes. And now the Pass trying to fire it down low inside here for Denison. Tipped and stolen away. Atlantic able to poke it away. Capel came up with it, and then she had it tapped away from her from behind up the floor. So it'll stay with Atlantic, and they'll inbound underneath the basket.
And Mackenzie Holmes plays with good defense inside.
Quick pass outside, and Shelby Wirth was open off of the inbound for a three ball, and she knocks it down. First field goal of the game here for the Trojans, and it's now 7-4. Denison with the basketball. They have it to Valerie Johnson, who just checked in here a moment ago. She passes it down low to Renner across the lane. They go to Green. She missed the shot, got her own rebound in traffic, and now a foul is going to be called here against the Trojans, as it was Green against about four Trojans underneath trying to fight for that board. Up off the bench now here, Tiffany Williams going to check in here for Atlantic. Picking up that last foul was Mackenzie Holmes, 13th foul against the Trojans. Inbound comes up top here to Green for the Monarchs. Green will try to kick it down low, but Williams stepped in and stole it away. Up the floor now, it's Holmes with the basketball. She'll kick it over here to Capel, and the Trojans will set up. Pass over right side here. They get it off to Wirth. She tries to back up, now goes baseline. Awkwardly throws it over to Williams. She had her shot blocked and taken away by Valerie Johnson. Up the floor, Monarchs run. They get it over right side, Van Ness. And she stops and kicks it back up top. Now they get it down low to Johnson. She'll turn, face one up, knock it home off the glass. And we're going to have a timeout taken here by Denison as they're up off the bench to call a 30-second timeout. Talk things over here. It's 9-4. Denison with the lead here over Atlantic.
A little rough and tumble at times and a little rough around the edges. I don't mean to say it's a brutally physical game, but the rules are stretched a little bit. Some of them aren't seen, like that carry that just happened there a little bit ago. It's kind of hard to dribble a basketball all the way around your body from one to the other while it's up around your shoulder blades without that being a carry, but they're able to get the ball down inside, and Trojans are going to have to keep moving because Denison, they don't get any smaller when they come off the bench at all down low. They're going to keep bringing in bodies and keep running the basketball. They're really a guard-driven team. They really are driven by the skills out front, both the offensively and defensively of their outside players.
Off of the timeout, the Trojans inbounded here, and they'll work it around. They kick it over right side here to Williams, now in the corner to Capel. She had it tapped and stolen away right out of her hands there by Rachel Cook. And now a double dribble here, call as Cook tried to break the pressure on her own, and she gets called for the double dribble here at half court.
Might have been wise to get that basketball to someone who's used to handling the ball in the open court.
Now we will see the Trojans get it right back here. Gudenfelder has it. Left corner they go to Holmes. Holmes back up top to Wirth. Pump fakes, now drives right side, kicks it over across, and it's stolen away. Getting in the passing lane was Cook. A little bit too much telegraph on that pass, and the Monarchs able to sniff it out. Cook out front with the basketball. Also checking in now and with the ball here for the Monarchs is Wittorf back in there. Now they'll kick across to Valerie Johnson. Nice quick pass across to Green down on the block, and she gets the easy bucket off to the glass. Quick ball movement that time by the Monarchs. 11-4, Denison with the lead. Now a three ball on the other end by Gutenfelder. She found herself open, decided, I'll go ahead and take this, and she knocks it down. So 2 3-pointers, the field goal here for Atlantic, and it's 11-7 now. Up top here, Chelsea Green will kick it over now here to Wittorf. Back up top, they go to Johnson. Johnson, the pass off to Green, over across to Cook. Cook, a dribble drive, 8 seconds to go here in the quarter. Throws one up, rattles off the rim and falls off, and then it's knocked out of bounds by Holmes, who tried to fly in to get the rebound. So Denison will have it underneath with 5.6 seconds showing here on the clock here in this first quarter. Renner checks back in up off the bench as well to replace Van Ness. Renner will inbound. Gets it into the corner here to Cook. Now they get across to Johnson. Quick jumper here from 14. In and out, no good. Rebound underneath Wittorf, and the putback is good as time expires here as the Monarchs get the bucket here before the end of the first quarter. So a 13-7 lead here for Denison after one over Atlantic. We'll take a break. Have second quarter action coming up. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Westline Fencing and Material in Adair can handle and install fencing materials. They sell all types of Red Band products and Prius-Soap posts of all sizes. Call Westline Fencing and Material in Adair, 641-740-0346 or 641-740-1012. Call John at Dvorak Tire and Service, who's been in the tire and repair business for 32 years in Atlantic. For tire repair, engine work, oil changes, and on-the-farm tire repair, call Dvorak Tire and Service, 243-2638 or 249-9206. Located on North Olive Street, just north of KJN. NewTek Seed is a premier seed brand focused on providing farmers with the power to outperform and offer genetics and traits that provide outstanding yield potential. For all your corn and soybean needs, visit yieldleader.com or call Steve Wilcox, 712-254-0728.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Denison tonight. Girls High School basketball. Atlantic trailing the Monarchs 13-7 after one quarter. We start the second quarter. The Monarchs have the basketball first. They work the perimeter with Chelsea Green out top. Trojans drop into a 1-3-1 zone defense. Now they drop down low, and the lob pass is thrown out of bounds. They tried to go from the left wing. Rachel Cook tried to lob it on the give and go. Underneath Chelsea Green, it was a little too far out in front off her fingertips. The Trojans get the turnover. 13-7, Atlantic trailing as they have the basketball. Rianne Cappell will bring it to the front court. Tiffany Williams, Liz Gutenfelder, Mackenzie Holmes, and Shelby Worth on the floor with her. They post up out top for a quick three-ball try. It's no good by Mackenzie Holmes. A long rebound, though, taken off the floor by Williams. And now we've got a whistle, and she's tied up. So the ball will stay with the Trojans. They'll keep possession. Atlantic only two field goals have come from outside the arc, one by Worth, one by Gutenfelder so far. As Cappell will hit the bench for a bit, and Aaron Olson, a 5'5 freshman, will check in here for the first time for Atlantic. Olson to inbound in the left corner. Leaves it for Shelby Worth. Worth to the high post now. It's Gutenfelder. She turns, tries to go to the rack. Ball knocked away, and she kicked it out of bounds. It was tapped away from her from behind as Chelsea Van Ness got a hand on it, and she was last to touch it. Gutenfelder kicked it out, so the ball goes back to the Monarchs. Dueling turnovers. Oh, traveling violation there, but they got away with it. Now all the way to the rack goes Green. She misses the wild layup try. Now the ball on the floor is tied up, and Denison will keep it. But Green caught that pass in stride. Looked like she was going to take it to the house for a touchdown. Then she decided to dribble. Works in the NBA. 13-7. Monarchs lead it. We're just underway here in the second quarter. Left side, the inbound pass. Taken on the far side there by Green. She'll leave it into the lane. Cook dribbles once, stops in the lane, and fires up a 12-footer, and that's good. She's got 6 points now. And it's 15-7 with a minute gone here in the second quarter. Denison on top. Shelby Worth on the right wing with it. Now they're trying to post low with Williams. He's fighting hard against Wittorf. Now back out on the wing, it's Olson. Olson off the dribble, top of the circle. Leaves it here left side for Gutenfelder. Gutenfelder, left-hand dribble, has it poked away and out of bounds. It'll stay with Atlantic. Green reached in, tapped that ball out of there. Denison doesn't let you stand there and dribble. They're constantly poking and punching at the basketball.
Now, they're very aggressive on defense, and they've been doing a good job of keeping Atlantic out on the perimeter here so far. They really haven't had much of a chance to try to throw the ball inside.
Shelby Worth out. Bailey Walter, 5'7", junior, checks in now for the first time for the Trojans as they have it out top. Across the lane it comes. Gutenfelder looked at the shot, won't take it. Now into the lane, dumps it back outside as they leave it outside for Olson. Olson, cross here near side, Holmes. She'll drive all the way to the rack, toss one up in traffic, no good. The rebound on the other side comes down to Green, and she'll run it up the floor. Here to the near side, Van Ness hesitates, dribble drives, stops and kicks it back out top. Renner across the way now to Green. Left side, Cook out on the arc, going to grab gun, no good. Long rebound taken there by Mackenzie Holmes. Holmes has been very active both on the rebound and tapping the ball away defensively. Down low now, Williams on the right block, turns, jumps one up, it rattles around and falls out. Green the rebound. Williams tried to get Atlantic a bucket down low. Now quickly on the break, they get it up ahead to Van Ness. Turn, quick shot, no good. Holmes again there for the rebound for Atlantic. 15-7, Monarchs lead it. Front court now, Walter with it. Bounce feed into the lane, Gutenfelder grabs, turns, and knocks one down. Just inside the free throw line, Liz Gutenfelder gives Atlantic their first two-point basket of the night. It's 15-9. 5.5 to go here in the second quarter. Down low, they punch it inside the turn. A little lazy hook shot is up and good by Renner. He just leaned around and just flipped it up. It went off the glass, off the rim, and fell through at 17-9. Trojans front court now. Olsen out top on the dribble, gets a screen here left side, dumps it off for Walter. Walter left alone, going to fire up a three. No good off the rim. Rebound comes high, and it's taken down low by Chelsea Van Ness. And the Monarchs turn it over again. Pass up ahead to Cook is off her fingers, stolen by Mackenzie Holmes. And her long pass now is stolen. Dueling turnovers here by the two teams. As back up the floor after the steal comes Van Ness. Out top, Green, Renner, and they'll reset with 4:40 left to go in this first half. Monarchs with a 17-9 lead in the basketball. From the left side, a screen. Wittorf screens off, and the quick shot by Van Ness is no good. She stumbled a little bit with the basketball. Wasn't a clean look. Trojans come away with the board. Olsen now to the front court. Gutenfelder, left side of the circle. The head fake, the drive. She'll dump it across now to Holmes. Mackenzie on the arc. Drives right on by inside. She got by Renner. Couldn't get the layup to go, though. In traffic, it rolled off the rim. Rebound now by Green, and she's up the floor and fouled. As Gutenfelder tried to swat that ball away as she went to the basket. And that'll be foul number one on Liz Gutenfelder. That'll be four team fouls against the Trojans. This will be a shooting foul. So that'll send Green to the line. 4:08 left to play in the first half. Green with 2 points so far tonight. Neither team has shot. Well, I should take that back. Atlantic's 1-for-2 from the line. This is the first trip to the line for Denison tonight. And Green converts the first one. For the Monarchs now, some more fresh faces into the lineup. As Samantha Pick, a 5'5 sophomore, has checked into the contest.
Megan Riley and came back into the lineup here for the Trojans. They also had one new face come back into the ballgame, and that would be Abby Johnson coming back in.
It's Atlantic just a little bit bigger down low with both of the freshman post players, Williams and Riley, in right now for Atlantic. 19-9, biggest lead of the night now for Denison, and nearly a steal by Renner as she flashed out in front of Johnson and knocked that bounce pass away out of bounds right here near center court. For the Monarchs now, Van Ness will come right back into the game immediately as Renner will check out. 4:01 on the clock. We're in the second quarter. Atlantic with the basketball, down 10. Well, inbound out top, Riley comes to get it. Right back it goes now to Olsen. Aaron Olsen off the dribble out high, leaves it left side now for Johnson. Johnson off the dribble to the free throw line. Stops inside the lane, fires it up quickly. No good. Rebound hits the floor, yanked away by Wittor. Denison basketball back up the other way. Trojans struggling to find real good looks here tonight offensively. They're getting frustrated and ending up forcing shots, usually with someone's hand in their face. Wittorf out top now for Denison. Left side Cook, she'll drive. Ah, blocked away. Riley got a hand up there and swatted that one out. The freshman gets the best of Cook. And back the other way comes Atlantic. 3:18 to go, clock running here in this second quarter. Here to the near side. Olsen picks up her dribble, dumps it down inside for Riley. Across the lane, the ball knocked away. It was intended for Johnson, picked up by Olsen. She'll drive it up the left side in traffic, no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Valerie Johnson. Back up the floor now come the Monarchs. Monarchs with the 6'1 Johnson and a 5'10 Wittorf inside as they line up for a three. And we've got a whistle
tipped on the sideline.
They shot the ball. And Cook was trying to line up for the three ball over on that far side. That'll turn it right back over. Renner back in now for Denison. Green is also checked back in. Atlantic ball. Williams here left side. Dumps it off now here on the perimeter. That's Walter. Back across right side, Olsen. Now Williams out on the arc. Uncomfortable with it there. Going to get rid of it. They'll swing it around here to Johnson. Johnson. Atlantic with a relatively young lineup out there right now. Gets it across to Walter. Williams, right side, the drive, leans in traffic and tried to flip one up. She got fouled, and she'll get free throws. Nice job there by Tiffany Williams just to take it right at it. See if he can make something happen that time. Atlantic has tried, but they haven't had a lot of success getting inside the lane and getting decent looks. But she's a little bit longer than some of the other girls who have tried it. She misses the first free throw, however. Trojans right now. All right, now we're going to see some subs into the ball game again as Shelby Worth checks in. Liz Gutenfelder also back in, so a couple of seniors check back into the lineup. But they've got two freshmen in Williams and Riley on the floor right now, along with Aaron Olson, who is a freshman. Second free throw, no good. Williams missed them both, and the rebound is taken down low by the Monarchs. 19-9, Denison leads. 2 minutes, 15 seconds left to go in this first half. Left side, quick line. Grabbing a gun there by Rachel Cook is good. She knocks down the triple from the arc. And it's 22-9 now. As the Trojans falling further behind here in this quarter. Atlantic with just one field goal. Guttenfelder's bucket is the only points here in this second quarter for Atlantic. Olsen out top. Harassed there by Renner. Leaves it now for Williams, whose pass is tipped out of bounds. She tried to get it here near side to Guttenfelder. It was swatted away by Green. Breanne Kappel back into the Trojan lineup now. As Atlantic will sit Aaron Olsen for the time being. Kappel to inbound, out top now to Guttenfelder. Guttenfelder drives the right side. Stop, steps back, leaves it for Williams on the arc. Williams to the right side. Back up top it goes. Guttenfelder. Here near side to Williams. Down low it goes quickly, and in the block, Guttenfelder gets caught in traffic. We got a whistle and a foul. Ness picks up the foul there, just reaching in.
I mentioned it a moment ago, but Atlantic needs to try to get back to that. They really need to try to force the ball inside. And McKenzie Holmes did a good job of taking a couple of drives in there, just wasn't lucky enough to make some shots, but they need to start forcing it in there.
And Holmes going to try just what you said. So she cuts down low, gets the ball low on the block, but she's got a size disadvantage there, and she tossed one up that wouldn't go. Rebound to the Monarchs. Cook back up the front court now. Back out top, Renner. She drives in the lane. Her pass is tipped away and stolen. Trojan's got a hand on that one as she tried to stuff it into the 6-1 Johnson inside. Now Atlantic with it. Guttenfelder here left wing. Down to a minute to go here in this second quarter. Guttenfelder around the right side, steps back. Now forces one up. Boy, she got hit and knocked to the floor. No foul call as Chelsea Van Ness got away with one. And back comes Denison the other way. Denison to the front court now. Cook. Back out top, Renner, right side of the arc, tries the three, it's no good, it rings out, and the rebound taken off the floor by the Trojans. Kappel up with it. 40 seconds left to go here in the second quarter. Ahead quickly now to Riley. Megan Riley left side, back for Kappel. Kappel out on the arc. Left side again. Guttenfelder dumps it off now for Worth. Back out top, Holmes. She'll drive the right side. Stumbles a bit, falls to the floor. She gets the pass off to Kappel. She steps back out, fires up the three. It's no good. And the rebound tapped down and out of bounds. It's going to turn over. That's going to stay with Atlantic. Trojan's got a break there. Shelby Worth was way over the back trying to get that rebound.
Yeah, either the foul call or the knock out of bounds. It should have been one or the other, but they get lucky here and keep possession.
15 seconds left, Atlantic inbound. Riley comes out high to get it. Now Holmes, she'll grab, turn and fire a three. It's no good. Off the mark and out of bounds. With 10 seconds to go here in the second quarter, Denison will get the ball back. What a miserable second quarter offensively here for Atlantic. 6 seconds left as they get it across the timeline. Cook right side, dumps it out top. Now Johnson, 2 seconds, 1 second. Green fires at the buzzer, or Van Ness rather, and that's off the mark, and that'll do it here in this second quarter. So we've reached halftime here in this varsity contest tonight. Atlantic needs to turn the key on the ignition for that offense. They have just 3 field goals here in the first half, just 1 here in the second quarter, and they subsequently trail in double digits here at halftime. Not as bad as you'd think, however, all that said, because Denison's not lighting it up offensively in the second quarter either. 22-9 is our score here at halftime. Denison with the lead over Atlantic in his girls' varsity basketball game. Down in Atlantic, it's 40-26 at half in the boys' contest tonight. We'll keep you updated on that game as well. For halftime, 22-9, Atlantic trailing Denison here in girls' high school hoops tonight. We'll take a 1 minute break. Be back with more in a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Miller Realty Services. Call them for land, brokerage buying, and selling. They're certified land appraisers and travel all of southwest Iowa to Missouri River and the Missouri state line. Give Miller Realty Services a call at 712-778-4459. Dr. Rob Peterson opened his practice, Corning Family Dentistry, at 505 8th Street in Corning in July of 2010. He does general dentistry, braces, and implants. New patients are welcome. Please give them a call, 641-322-3146, Corning Family Dentistry in Corning. When it comes to financial security, trust Thrivent Financial. Find out about how they can help you reach your financial goals. Call Matt Heller from Audubon or Derek Sargent from Adair, 800-369-1527. Registered representatives for securities offered through Thrivent Investments Management, member FINRA and SIPC.
Jim Peel, Chris Parks back with you here in Denison tonight for halftime here in this girls' Hawkeye 10 conference basketball matchup with the home team on top, 22-9. Denison the lead over Atlantic here at the intermission. Monarchs trying to continue. Well, it's been a pretty good start to the season for them. They're 2-2 in the conference, but 6-2 overall on the year. Atlantic is, like I said, we've talked in the pregame, they've been kind of juggling the lineup and the rotations a little bit, and they've gotten younger by doing that, quite frankly, as they're playing more of those young players. A few of the freshmen are getting significant minutes, including Tiffany Williams and Megan Riley in the post down low, who both have seen a lot of floor time here in this first half. And Aaron Olson, a freshman, also seeing more and more floor time here as well, especially here in this contest so far tonight. And, you know, it's tough to work freshmen into games like this. They don't have near the experience, of course, and of course, the body hasn't matured quite as quickly as, or quite as much as the seniors have, but a valuable experience for these kids. And, you know, you got to give them the opportunity. They're quality kids. They're good players. They're trying to give them opportunity to get out there and do it during game situations and things. And quite frankly, they're not playing too bad of basketball.
Yeah, they're really not. There's a lot of, promise there, you would say, for a team like this. And, you know, maybe it, obviously down the road it could work in your advantage if you get them that type of experience here now on the varsity level, but, you know, they're not saying that they can't contribute now, because some of them are playing very well and filling roles that the, you know, Atlantic really needs to have out there. You know, you look at a gal like Megan Riley, who's, you know, obviously one of the more athletic players on the floor when you see her play. She has a good knowledge of the game. You know, you can tell she knows what she's doing, you know, and it just comes with time to be a little bit more successful there on both ends of the floor. And they've got a lot of players that are starting to weave into that mix, and if they can just figure out a way to start to put the ball in the hole, they're gonna be all right. It's just they're just having trouble finding that offensive flow.
Well, and Mackenzie Holmes is one of those players that, you know, gee whiz, you just wish she had another 3, 4, 5 inches on her. She'd be awfully tough down low. She's tough enough as it is defensively. Quickness and a lot of good athletic ability, good strength, able to do a lot of things there. She's getting those loose ball rebounds. She's hustling down plays. She's knocking balls free. It's just offensively it's difficult for her at her size. She has to really take what's given to her. It's difficult to get inside and really be amongst those taller players. Denison really doesn't have a lot of shortage in height inside, but 5'10 Wittorf and the 6'1 Johnson down low. And even out on the perimeter, too, it's a little bit difficult because Van Ness at 5'9", Green at 5'8", Renner at 5'7". You know, some of these players, they have pretty good wingspans on them, and they really do stretch your offensive sets a little bit, making you be a little bit more careful. We've seen a number of those passes, bounce passes and tosses out to the wings here that have been knocked away or intercepted because the Monarchs are so long and able to stretch and cover that area, and it just makes you work a little bit harder.
Yeah, that's definitely something that's tough to deal with, and you know, you mentioned that there's a size disadvantage there, too, with the guards for Atlantic. They just can't match up the same way, so the passing lanes become a little smaller, and those angles and windows are tougher to make those things happen. So you got to be a little bit more careful, and you have to play a little smarter when that's the case. And you know, a lot of people, I'm sure, have been in that situation before. That, you know, if you were a smaller kid on your basketball team and played that guard spot, it takes a special kind of player to be able to go down low and finish consistently when you're that much smaller. And it's just so hard to do sometimes. And I credit Mackenzie Holmes because she's been doing a great job of trying to get there and force the issue. Just hasn't been lucky enough to get any of those shots to roll down here so far in the half. You look at the score sheet, and she hasn't put a basket in yet, but she's probably had, you know, 5, 6 tries right underneath the basket so far here in the ball game. So if they can find a way to maybe, you know, maybe work that out just a little bit further outside of the basket so she has a better chance to put those home, I think the things will start to change here. But they just have to have more players that are consistently confident to work the ball inside a little bit. You know, even a couple of dribbles inside to the paint is going to help your team tremendously, because you start to get those defensive breakdowns and you can open up some passing lanes that way.
Well, we've seen what happens on the outside, too, when Atlantic's not able to really be very effective inside offensively, getting some shots down in the paint. Well, that's really kind of gumming things up outside, too. If you don't show a little proficiency inside, then everybody just guards the outside shooters a little bit. Nobody's really getting free for any decent looks on the outside either. And, you know, Atlantic shoots just 28, 29% from the floor on the field. and they might not be even that high right now in this ball game with just those three field goals so far here in the basketball game. So tough first half for Atlantic. That's the downside. Now the upside is you're only down 13. Denison's only put 22 on the board here in the first half. So you feel like you're competitive. You go out, you knock down a couple, two or three shots here early in this third quarter, and all of a sudden you're sitting in single digits and you're feeling pretty good about yourself. So things can change pretty quickly.
Yeah, that's the benefit. You know, they could be down a lot more here at the end of this first half, the way that the scoring went. But I think they started to figure some things out there on the defensive end that are really helping them, too. They kind of started to play a matchup zone there towards the end of the half, and it was starting to work out pretty well. They were getting more rebounds that way and forcing some longer shots. And if they can keep that kind of flow on that end of the floor and then translate it into a few buckets, yeah, the game can change quickly.
You bet. 22-9, our scorer here. Denison leads Atlantic at halftime in this girls' matchup. We'll take a break. We'll be back with some numbers for you and get you ready for second half basketball here in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJA and All Sports Boosters Association. Westline Fencing and Material in Adair can handle and install fencing materials. They sell all types of Red Brand products and Prehistoric posts of all sizes. Call Westline Fencing and Material in Adair at 641-740-0346 or 641-740-1012. Peck Trucking and Excavation, they have dozers, excavators, and skid loaders for work on terraces, waterways, and demolition for building sites, and your general farm needs. If you need rock and dirt, they can bring it to you. Give owner Dave Peck a call at 712-789-0707 or 712-767-2617. Crestwood Hills in Anita has a new membership special. If you haven't been a member for 5 previous years, you can join for only $300 for the year, whether you live in town or out of town. Call Crestwood Hills in Anita, 762-3803.
Let's take a look at some of those numbers for you here at intermission for the Lady Monarchs. 9 points here in the first half for Rachel Cook. She leads all scorers here in the ballgame. 4 points for Chelsea Green, 3 for Chelsea Van Ness, 2 points apiece here in the first half for Alyssa Renner, Valerie Johnson, and Carly Wittor thus far. On the Atlantic side, 6 points for Liz Gutenfelder and 3 for Shelby Worth, and that's the sum total of the scoring so far here in the ballgame. Atlantic 1 of 4 from the free throw line, 2 of 2 for the Monarchs, and nobody with more than one foul here in the first half of the basketball game. So we've got things set up for what we hope will be an entertaining second half of basketball. As we said, Atlantic gets off to a fairly quick start. I think this first few minutes of this third quarter might be the tale as far as how this game plays out here, because if Atlantic can get off to some sort of a quick run here and get themselves right back in this thing again and get them into single digits, well, then anything can happen. But should Denison hit a couple, 3 or 4 shots, well, this stretches out in a hurry. And with the way Atlantic's been playing offense in the first half, I think it's going to be a tough uphill climb if they don't get off to that quick start.
Yeah, kind of one of those key stretches coming up here to start this second half of basketball. I'll let you know a couple of other scores from around Southwest Iowa here tonight. In the girls game tonight, it was Trainer defeating Ottoman 45-40 in that game earlier here this evening. Also, a game just after one quarter of play, it was Bishop Heelan leading Kemper Catholic 17-11 after the first quarter of play in that one. And we mentioned to you a little while ago, the Atlantic boys lead at the halftime break 40-26 over Denison, and Dalton Franken with 15 points so far tonight for the Trojans in that one tonight up at Atlantic High School. Let's see, look at a few other scores here for you. About ready to get started here with the second half basketball as the teams get back out onto the floor here. It's Gutenfelder, Riley Worth, Kenzie Holmes, and Rianne Capel, the starting five back out there here for the Trojans. And the starting five out there here for the Monarchs as well, with Van Ness, Green, Renner, Cook, and Wittor. And the pass inbounds up top here for Atlantic. They'll work from left to right here as we start the second half of play. A dribble inside now here by Gutenfelder. She'll pick it up and kick it back up top now to Worth and off to Capel. Capel will set things up here up front. They'll reset the offense, screen down, and have the wings flash out. Here's Holmes with the basketball. We'll kick it over across now to Capel. She'll take a step in. Had her shot blocked as she tried to go up with one by Cook. Rebound comes back down. They get it back down low to Holmes, and she drives her way towards the basket and puts one off the glass.
That was a good, strong move. She took it right at Wittorf, and that's pretty much what she's going to have to do if they're going to have any success inside.
22-11 now here. Trojans get the first bucket of the second half. Up top now, they'll get it to Renner here for the Monarchs. She'll pick it up, kick it across now. Cook
Pump fake slides over. Shot up, no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Van Ness. The Trojans will inbound here underneath. Gutenfelder will kick it off here to Capo, and she'll walk it up the floor. Just underway here in the second half. 6:58 left to go, third quarter. Pass up top now here to Worth. Worth will drive right side. Goes all the way. Lost the handle on it, though. Has it stolen now. Van Ness comes up with it. Throws it up ahead here to Cook. Picks up her dribble. Dumps it now across back to Van Ness. Van Ness right at the top of the key. Back here to Cook. Up top they go down to Green. Now she'll dump it off here to Renner, and they'll set up a play. Pass over here to Cook. Almost got in the passing lane that time. She'll step up, though, and then knock down the three as Capo flew by trying to steal it, and then she just spotted up and knocked down a triple. So it's 25-11 now here, Monarchs. Up the floor, Holmes has it here left wing for Atlantic. Picks it back across, and now Gutenfelder just inside the arc. Misses the shot off the left side, and they get the long rebound, though, that comes back up top, and now Holmes has it. Holmes gets the screen, goes right side, dribbles all the way, found some space, had a shot tapped away from behind, but they're going to call a foul. It's a little piece of the arm caught as well, as Renner will pick up her second. And Mackenzie Holmes now heads to the free throw line here for two shots. Holmes, first free throw is short. One more coming. Up off the bench, a couple of substitutions here for Atlantic. Aaron Olson comes back in. Capel's going to head to the bench. Also, Riley's going to check out. Ashley Walker checks in for the first time here for the Trojans. Free throw up. That one's good. So 3 points now here in the ball game, all coming here early in the second half for Mackenzie Holmes. And it's 25-12. Monarchs have the lead and the basketball now. Van Ness almost lost it. Now gets it back and gets it over to Cook. Cook, couple of dribbles, and now we'll dump it back outside. Gets across there. They go over right side here. They get it across to Renner. Renner back up top now. They'll fire a baseball pass across over to Green. They try to scoop it inside, and now a foul call reaching in here. And the reach-in foul here, they tried to shuffle it in there to Wittorf, is going to be called here against Ashley Walker. The first on Walker. Substitution here as Valerie Johnson comes back in now here for Dennison. And they'll get it to her right in the middle of the lane. She'll kick it back outside to Van Ness. Van Ness up top. Now they work it around the perimeter. Green's wide open at the elbow. She takes the shot, missed it, dances around. Rebound, though, comes down to Van Ness underneath. She'll kick it back up top to Green. Now they work it left side. Pump fake and a drive there. Mackenzie Holmes almost got in there and stole it from Renner, and she'll back it back out. Over to Green. Green across. They get it over to Cook. Cook. Dumps it off now here to Renner. Renner will bring it back up to the top of the key. Renner cross to Cook. She'll spot up, open for the three. Short this time. Rebound comes out long, though, right to Renner. Now they get it back down low to Johnson. Back outside. Cook will try the three again. That one's short. Rebound right to Johnson in the middle of the lane, and now she'll kick it back outside. Another opportunity here for the Monarchs. Down low, they'll throw it underneath the Green. Back to Johnson. Jumper on the way. It's good.
Way too many chances for Dennison, that trip up the floor.
Trojans not doing a good job of getting a body on a body and trying to box out. We'll have it now here left side with Gutenfelder. Up top, they'll go to Holmes. 4:24 left to go third quarter. It's 27-12. Dennison with the lead. Pass right side here over to Olson. She'll dribble back up to the top of the key. Olson back across. They get it up top now here. To Worth. She'll get a screen from Walker. Now picks up her dribble. Needs some help. Will lob it over to Holmes in traffic. She's able to corral it. Gets down behind the defense. Has it blocked from behind, though. Worth the rebound. Now her shot's blocked by Johnson. And Ashley Walker comes up with it. She'll fight her way to the basket. Shot too strong. Rebound going to be tapped out of bounds. Last touched by Dennison. So the Trojans will keep. Wittorf comes back in now here for Dennison. Also Samantha Pick coming in. Inbound underneath now here for the Trojans, and they'll lob it. Olson gets it up top here to Gutenfelder. She'll drive, kick it across now here. Olson gets it back in traffic. They're really slapping at her there. She's able to get it back out to Worth. Now down low, they'll go to Walker on the block against Johnson. Tries to force her way to the basket. Johnson blocks the shot, goes out of bounds. Trojans will inbound once again from the same spot as just a moment ago.
Olsen to key it in. Olsen lobs it into Walker. Walker turns, faces towards the basket, now kicks it out. Gutenfelder with a quick jumper. That's good.
That's the kind of ball movement Atlantic's going to have. You've got to get that ball quicker. You can't just let them collapse and stand there with their hands up.
27-14 here. Monarchs the lead in the basketball. Pick has it. She'll kick it across to Van Ness. Van Ness pass off to Renner. Now back to Pick. Pick goes to Van Ness here, left wing. Up top, Renner. She'll dribble drive right side. Kicks it back outside to Pick. Now they go down to Wittorf inside. She'll dump it back up to outside. Pick with it. Back to Wittorf in the corner. Deep corner there for Wittorf. Now back to Pick. They shuffled inside. Van Ness curling around. Put the shot up. No good from 14. Rebound comes down to the Trojans. Olsen up the floor with the basketball. We'll kick it left side. Gutenfelder is open there. Pump fakes. Now drives inside. Shovels it off. But Walker wasn't ready for it. And it goes off her hands out of bounds. Good opportunity that time for the Trojans, but couldn't finish. Pick will key in here now for the Monarchs. Cook will bring it up the floor here. Kicks it over left side. They get it off here to Green. Green back up top. Wittorf now to Cook right side. She drives, floats one up, no good. And the rebound comes out long. It dances out to Gutenfelder. Gutenfelder will dribble it up towards half court. Now looks to get rid of it and gets it off to Holmes to set up the offense. Holmes back to Olsen left side. Now they go to Gutenfelder. She'll drive right side all the way, puts one up on the run. No good, but a foul call here. It's a little body contact, and Gutenfelder will go to the line here to shoot two. The foul going to be whistled against Valerie Johnson, her second.
We haven't seen too many whistles, considering how many times smaller players have tried to get the ball down in the lane and have been attacked by larger players.
Gutenfelder taking advantage here as she makes the first free throw. Breanne Kappel checks back in as Worth is going to check out. Renner comes back in now here for Monarchs. Free throw up off the back iron, no good this time on the second one, and the rebound comes down to Wittorf. Up the floor now here, Dennison with it, and Renner, they're going to have a timeout call here from the Dennison bench. 2:05 left to go here, third quarter, full timeout. It's 27-15, Monarchs lead it. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Corning Family Dentistry. Dr. Rob Peterson opened his practice at 505 8th Street in Corning in July of 2010. He does general dentistry, braces, and implants. New patients are welcome. Please give us a call at 641-322-3146. Corning Family Dentistry in Corning. JP Lumber in Oakland, your first and only stop for all of your home improvement needs. They also have a garden center with all of your landscaping supplies and locally created garden decor. JP Lumber in Oakland, 712-482-6413. Stop into CJ's Ice Cream Shop and Grill in Avoca and try their delicious pulled pork, chicken or brisket, and the classics, plus the best ice cream around. CJ's Ice Cream Shop and Grill, located next to Motel 6 in Avoca.
Back here after the timeout, the Monarchs will inbound here at half court as Cook will send it in here to Wittorf and now get it right back. Up top they go now here to Renner. 2 minutes left to go, third quarter. 27-15, Monarchs lead it. Pass up top now here. They get it to Van Ness now. Over right side, Renner will dump it down low to Green. Green goes baseline, curls around the defender, now gets it off here to Van Ness. Up top they go. Cook will kick it out across here to Renner, pump faking a drive, and lost the handle on the basketball. Now we'll get it off to Van Ness as the ball slipped out to her, and she'll be able to go left side right to the basket and get one to lay in. 29-15 here. Your score as it's a 1:25 left to go in the third quarter. Stop and a shot here, put in just short there that time by Gutenfelder. A fight for the rebound underneath here. And we're going to have a jump ball called here as Kappel got in there to tie it up, but it's going to be Monarch possession. They'll inbound here, and Renner will bring it up the floor. Renner off to Cook. Now they go right side Van Ness. Van Ness up top to Wittorf. Left side they go. Cook will fire up a three ball. That's off the mark, no good. Rebound pulled down by Olsen. Trojans try to push the tempo a little bit. Get it over left side. Gutenfelder, she tries to go baseline, and it's going to be an offensive foul here as sliding over to get in front was Chelsea Green.
Sliding over was right and falling backward from the time she tried to get set up there. That was a pretty easy flop there.
So picking up the foul there is Gutenfelder, her second. And it's 50 seconds left to go here in the third quarter now. 29-15, Monarchs lead. They get an open look now here for Green at the elbow. Missed it. Rebound fought for inside. On the floor with it. Wittorf tied up with Capital. It's going to be a jump ball, and it'll be Trojan basketball. 40 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. Inbound here for the Trojans. A little pressure put on now here by the Monarchs on the inbound. Gutenfelder tries to break the press on the dribble, and she's able to get it across. Working against Green. Now she'll hand it off to Mackenzie Holmes. 27 seconds to go in the quarter. Holmes clears out, goes right side all the way to the rack. Shot blocked out of her hands that time by Van Ness. The rebound comes in underneath here that time into the hands of Green. Green able to pull it up. Now Van Ness has it up top. They get it off here to Cook. Cook across. It goes to Renner. Renner, 6 seconds to go, gets it over to Van Ness, 3 seconds. She'll drive here left side all the way, throw one up awkwardly, and missed it short. And the end of the quarter comes here with a lead, 29-15 at Denison over Atlantic after three. We'll be back with fourth quarter action. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. For the best lawn care on the block, give Luxury Lawn in Atlantic a call. They do leaf pickup, hedge trimming, gutter cleaning, spring cleaning, and even snow removal. Give Luxury Lawn a call for an estimate, 712-254-0889. Oinker's Lounge and Grill serves great burgers, steaks, seafood, chicken, and drinks. They have a full-service bar downstairs, and their upstairs bar has pool tables. Try their famous Oinker Burger. Oinker's Lounge and Grill in Atlantic, 243-4974. Call John at Dvorak Tire Service, who's been in the tire and repair business for 32 years in Atlantic. For tire repair, engine work, oil changes, and on-the-farm tire repair, call Dvorak Tire Service, 243-2638 or 249-9206, located on North Olive Street, just north of KJAN.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here as we go to the fourth quarter here in this one. 29-15 is the score. Denison with the lead after three as we start this fourth quarter. Denison with the basketball first as they work the perimeter and lob it down low. Now a nice lob inside, but the shot, Mo, that's a bad shot missed, and it's going to roll off again. It's, they got the ball down low. Valerie Johnson probably should have been called for a travel there. She threw up an air ball and caught her own pad, her own shot. And then tried to put it right back up, couldn't get it. Trojans got the rebound. Now a quick shot underneath by Ashley Walker. No good for Atlantic. And back come the Monarchs. 7.5 to go here in the ballgame. 29-15 the score. As they set up right side, fire up a quick shot from the perimeter there. Renner's shot skims the rim. No good. Rebound on the baseline. Grabbed by Capel. Up the floor quickly. The bounce feed off to Mackenzie Holmes. And she gets clobbered going down the lane to try for that shot attempt. So she'll get two free throws. And that's really what Atlantic needs to do here if they want to try to get back a little bit closer here in this fourth quarter. Stretch the floor a little bit and make Denison chase them. You can open up the floor a little bit by just getting up there quicker. And they haven't been able to really accomplish that at all so far here tonight as Holmes knocks down the first free throw. Megan Riley checks back in for Atlantic. Also for Denison, Megan Ellerbeck will check in, a sophomore for the first time here tonight. One more free throw here for Holmes. And the second one is good. So Trojans get a couple from the free throw lines. And it's 29-17 and a whistle and a foul call inside as Denison tries to attack the lane. Cook will go to the free throw line as that foul is whistled against Rianne Capel. That'll be her second. So two free throws coming. Atlantic leads 51-33 after three in the boys' game over Denison. That game down in Atlantic tonight. As the first free throw is good by Cook. She'll get one more. Got 13 points. Second one no good. Rebounded down low, though, by the Monarchs, and a quick toss back up. Johnson got the board, got it back to Cook, and she threw one in running down the lane. So turns into a three-point play, and now it's 32-17 in favor of Denison. They lead it by 15 points. That's their biggest advantage of the night. Front court now, Atlantic. Aaron Olson down low, gets it to Riley on the block. She turns and forces one up and in. Nice job by Riley. Didn't waste time down low getting her first basket here of the night. She took that one right at Johnson down to the post. 32-19 now the score. Back out of the high post. They dump it back out top. The Monarchs will reset. Now it's stolen. Stepping across out front, Mackenzie Holmes steals it. Runs the floor. The layup try. Good. And a foul. Mackenzie Holmes the steal, the bucket. And she'll get a free throw out of that as well, as Megan Ellerbeck picks up the foul on the run. That is her first. Now, if Atlantic wants to try to get back into this thing, that's the way to do it. They need to do it defensively and create opportunities. Free throw no good, though, by Holmes. It's an 11-point game now, 32-21. And another steal. Capel at center court, the steal, runs it up the floor. The shot, no good. It was contested. Got the rebound, the putback, no good again. Rebound again, the putback, no good. This time it's Olsen, and she's tied up, and the ball will stay with the Trojans. Lid firmly attached to that basket.
That's frustrating. A defender got back just enough to make the first shot really difficult, and then it just was kind of an awkward position from there on out.
And Atlantic will ask for a timeout here to discuss this just a little bit. 32-21. Denison with the lead, 6:09 to play here in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Country Tire in Atlantic. Stop by today and see how good the guys will take care of your car or farm equipment needs. That's Country Tire in Atlantic. White Pole Road Cellular on Main Street in Oneida offers the latest Verizon wireless cell phones, accessories, and upgrades. They also offer locksmith service with Wayne Johnson for your locksmith needs for residential and commercial. Give White Pole Road Cellular a call at 762-3022. And the Atlantic Nursing and Rehabilitation Center, their goal is to be the best provider in the long-term care field. If a member of your family is in need of long-term care, please stop by or call the Atlantic Nursing and Rehabilitation Center.
Chris Martin back with you here in Denison tonight. Atlantic fouling after the timeout, 6:09 left to play in the fourth. Trojans trail by 11. As Mackenzie Holmes brings it out top to reset the offense for Atlantic. She'll leave it here to the near side. Shelby Worth out on the arc. Off the dribble, gets the screen. Goes to the free throw line. Stops there and looks for help. Still looking. Now dumps it off left side. Riley comes out wide to pick it up and leaves it for Capel. Breanne Capel will reset the offense now with 5:45 remaining in the ballgame. Capel out top of the circle. It's lost for a second on the screen. Now we're going to have an illegal screen whistled against Atlantic. Liz Gutenfelder will pick up the foul call away from the basketball. That'll be her second, just the third team foul against Atlantic here in this second half. Check that. That'll be the fourth team foul against Atlantic. It's Gutenfelder's third. 5.5 left to play in the game. Denison by 11 with the basketball. They're going to try to stretch the floor a little bit here now as they set the offense. Right side out on the arc with it. Chelsea Green dumps it off into the corner. Renner down low. They kick it back out as they work the high-low. All the way across here to Cook. She had to go up high to get that one, keep it from going out of bounds, and a steal. That's a bad pass by Cook trying to cross that one through the zone. Right to Mackenzie Holmes with a steal. Trojans now up the front court. Shelby Worth with it here right wing. Leaves it here for Capel. Capel on the arc. Riley trying to fight down low to get open. Now Capel drives, cut off to Holmes. Back out top, Capel. Under 5 to play here in the game. 32-21, Denison the lead. Atlantic out top now, Holmes with it. Bounce feeds it to Gutenfelder. She'll pull up off the dribble, fire one up high, no good. Back of the rim, it hits the floor off the rebound. It's picked up there by Van Ness, and she'll run it to the front court. Renner quickly down low, Green in traffic, shot no good. Rebound comes wide open to the other side of the basket, and Rachel Cook is there to clean that one up and dump it back in. And it's 34-21. The lead is 13 again for the Monarchs. 4:20 remaining. Worth top of the circle. Gutenfelder right side. Now to Capel. Capel just inside the arc. Feeds Riley on the bounce down low in the block. Now the pass here near side is tapped away by Van Ness, and it's off of Mackenzie Holmes and out of bounds. It'll turn back over to the Monarchs. 4:13 remaining in the basketball game. Dennison runs to the front court now. Grinner leaves it right side. Green with it out on the arc. Chelsea Green out high. Off to Cook. Fires it all the way across here to Renner. The head fake. She'll drive. Shot up on the run. No good. Rebound hits the floor. It's Capel up with it for Atlantic. Renner looked determined to get to the rack and then kind of eased up at the end, and that cost her the basket. She was anticipating some contact that didn't come. Now to the front court. Capel. Gutenfelder. Now Holmes. The seniors try to work the ball around the perimeter. Back out top to another senior. Worth. Shelby off left side. Now to Holmes. Mackenzie Holmes guarded there by the long arms of Van Ness and the long legs of Van Ness as she reaches out and kicks that bounce pass out of bounds. 3:34 remaining here in the fourth quarter. 34-21 the score. Dennison the lead. Atlantic inbounds now. It's Gutenfelder driving, stops to Riley right side. Her shot in traffic knocked away. It's long. It's tipped out and picked up by Worth. Now Holmes. Now Gutenfelder. Right wing for three. No good. Front of the rim. Rebound comes long. Running it down now is Green to the front court in a hurry. She bounce passes across. We got a blocking foul whistled against Mackenzie Holmes. Really had no choice. It was, for the most part, a two-on-one. There was some help for Holmes, but it was behind the play. And that bounce pass across is going to be an easy basket. So Holmes takes one for the team. That's her second foul. That is team foul number five against Atlantic. And the basketball out of bounds to the Monarchs. Gutenfelder checks out for Atlantic as Bailey Walter is back in. The inbounds pass, whoa, into traffic. Well, they got bailed out with a foul call there as that pass was thrown into a double team down low, and not only, they're going to give her a shot, huh?
Interesting.
Going to have to explain that one to me. The officials whistled the foul inside. They whistled on Megan Riley, and the player who was just simply catching the inbounds pass at the time, or attempting to in traffic, Chelsea Green, they say she was catching and shooting at the same time, so they're going to give her two free throws. She misses the first. Now the second one on the way, and the second one is good. So she's one for two from the line here this trip. 35-21 the score, and a timeout asked for by the Monarchs. This will be just a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it right here on the radio. 35-21, it's a 14-point lead again. Trojans have tried to make a run here in this fourth quarter, but the closest they've been able to get is 11-32-21. Seems like every time they make a bit of a run, something happens on the other side.
Yeah, they just can't seem to get things put together in you know, the right order to make kind of any kind of momentum swing. They'll have a nice play or a couple of buckets here or there, but then Dennison answers back with another play on the other end. It just seems like they can't put together any kind of a hot streak here to try to get themselves back into this one because they really need some kind of momentum.
Pressure backcourt now by Dennison out of the timeout as Atlantic breaks as Capel runs it to the front court to Holmes here on the right side. Back out top to Capel. We approach the three-minute mark remaining here in the fourth quarter. Bailey Walter left side now to Shelby Worth out top Holmes. She tries to set for the screen. It's not there. Now leaves it for Walter. She'll launch a long three, and that's good from the right side. Bailey Walter knocks down the triple, and it's 35-24, and a traveling violation. Now nice job in the backcourt by Shelby Worth forcing the travel. And the Trojans now back to as close as they've been in a while at 11 points. Chance to get this into single digits here. Not a lot of time left with 2:50 to go, but a little backcourt pressure and some offensive success can turn things around in a hurry. Inbound feed is taken by Holmes. Right side, off the dribble drive to the baseline. Nothing there. Back outside, it's Walter. Walter looks at the three. Bounce feeds it into the post. Back out it comes. Riley gets it to Holmes. She'll try the three. It's no good, and the rebound is taken by Chelsea Green. 2:35 remaining here in the basketball game. Green in the backcourt has it tipped away by Worth. Picks it back up, though, and gets it across now. And the Monarchs break pressure. Renner out top with it. She gets it into the front court, leaves it out high for Cook. Cook here left side. They get it down low. Van Ness, they beat it in on the lob inside down the block. Valerie Johnson uses her size and strength to get that ball in the lane and bank one home, and it's 37-24. And we've got a timeout asked for by Atlantic. 2:08 to go here in the fourth. Trojans trail by 13. Back in 1 minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. 21st Century Co-op, helping farmers with all their needs. Feed, seed, fertilizer, chemicals, and fast and friendly service are yours at 21st Century Co-op. 21st Century Co-op, with locations in Messina, Atlantic, Cumberland, Fontanelle, and Greenfield. Home Sweet Home Care, providing physical, speech, and occupational therapy, and medical social workers. except Medicare, Medicaid, under insurance plans, and private pay plans. For more information, call Home Sweet Home, Karen Atlantic at 800-279-9775 or Clorinda, 1-800-362-1600. The Car Guys, your RV headquarters in Atlantic, offering fifth wheel and travel trailers, plus motorhomes and financing options that fit every need. They also offer full-service RV repair, a full line of RV parts and accessories, and for all your RV needs, stop by the Car Guys located in the west edge of Atlantic today.
2:08 left to play here in the fourth quarter in this girls' Hawkeye 10 conference basketball game tonight in Denison. The home team leading 37-24. Monarchs with the lead. The Trojans attempt to make a substitution. Not apparently going to be allowed. Didn't check in time, so Worth will come back into the game. Atlantic will have it. Tiffany Williams checked in during the timeout for the Trojans. I'll try to use her to post down low. Cross on the perimeter now. Worth has it left side. Turns, goes right to the rack on the run. Shot up good off the glass and a foul. She went high for that shot. She got hit about three times on the way to the basket. Able to get that shot to fall. They're going to whistle that foul inside against Valerie Johnson. That'll be her third. And give Shelby Worth the basket. That's her first basket since an early three in the first quarter. A chance to cut it to 10 points now, and she misses the free throw attempt. Rebounded by Denison. So 37-26. Once again, Atlantic trailing by 11. That's as close as they've been here in the second half. Denison lobs left side. They go low to Johnson in the paint. She'll kick it back out to Renner right side. She drives back to Johnson. Johnson kicks it out top, and now they'll step it back and slow it down. Cook outside with it, left side, cross to Renner. Renner on the right side wing, back to Cook. She'll launch one up quickly. That's no good. The rebound tapped and controlled by Atlantic. Tapped out to Kappel. Kappel tries to run the floor quickly. Minute 25 left. The pull-up three try, no good. Rebound in the lane, Williams. The put back, no good. Rebound off the floor, taken by Van Ness for Denison. Time disappearing now on the game for Atlantic as the Monarchs get it to the front court. They'll dump it into the lane. Johnson turns in traffic, walked with the ball, no call. She scoots across the lane, now leaves it outside for Van Ness. All the way across, as they're just going to make the Trojans chase the basketball now as we're under a minute to play here in the fourth quarter. Renner out top, Cook. Atlantic's going to have to foul, or Denison will just play catch. Renner outside, and Kappel comes out now and commits the foul. That'll be number three against Rianne. Neither team quite in the bonus. Yeah, I take that back. That was the seventh foul, so that'll send Renner to the line. Final in the boys' game tonight down in Atlantic. The Trojans defeat Denison 72-56. Atlantic with a victory over the Monarchs in the boys' contest tonight. Shelby Worth checks out of the ballgame now for Atlantic as Gutenfelder is back in. Run into the bonus on the way here for Renner, and that's good. She knocks that one down. Denison has had a lot of opportunities at the line, but they've had enough, and they've made enough of them here tonight to help their cause. Second one is also good, so Renner makes them both this trip. 39-26, 45 seconds left. Up the front court quickly, Holmes drives the bank shot up, and seriously, that's an offensive foul? Okey-doke. Offensive foul against Mackenzie Holmes. And that'll wipe the basket off, and the Trojans will turn the ball back over. 42 seconds left. Lob on the inbound now as Gutenfelder tries to play safety back deep. Denison to the front court now. Cook outside, and now a foul going to be whistled again on Rianne Kappel. That'll be her fourth, and that'll send Cook to the free throw line. Rachel Cook a chance to put more points on the board here tonight. She's got 17 points here on the evening. Easily the game's high scorer tonight. Front end of the bonus is good. She knocks down the free throw. 40-26. And the second one is no good. Rebounded inside by Tiffany Williams for Atlantic. Trojans up the floor in a hurry. Gutenfelder left side. Head fake. Now the drive. Stops in traffic. Steps under. Can't throw the shot up close enough as it's ripped out of the air by Johnson. 20 seconds left to play. Back court, and we're going to have a foul whistled against Atlantic. That will send Renner back to the line on the other side. That foul will be against Liz Gutenfelder, and that will be her fourth. 18 seconds now remaining here in the ballgame. Renner to the line. And the first one is good. Dennison now able to start stretching out that lead from the free throw line here. Second free throw try coming. And that is also good. That dances through. Four in a row for Renner here in the fourth quarter. 42-26 in the lane on the run. Capel can't get the shot to fall. It'll be out of bounds to Atlantic, though, as Renner rebounded the shot down low, but that's after she jumped back in bounds and didn't establish position back on the playing floor. So the Trojans get the ball back. Capel to inbound. The inbound pass tipped, now stolen. Cook comes away with it. Turn to the front court. Down to 6 seconds, rather. And the ball taps out of bounds. Last touched by Cook, so it'll belong to Atlantic. 5 seconds left to play. 5.3 on the clock. Capel will take the inbounds pass at center court. Work it ahead quickly. Gets the screen. Dumps it off. Guttenfelder steps inside. Fires up a two-pointer. And it's off the mark at the buzzer just inside the circle. And that will do it for us here tonight. 42-26, the final, as Dennison builds a lead in the second quarter. And they make that stand up here tonight with the victory. 42-26, Dennison defeating Atlantic here in this girls' basketball matchup here this evening. We'll take a break and wrap it up for you in 60 seconds. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Adair Lumber Company, Anita Supply Center, the place to go for all your home improvement needs in Adair and Anita. For all those big or small home improvement projects, visit Adair Lumber Company in Adair or Anita Supply Center in Anita. Debtor Service Department in Atlantic, let them handle all your automotive needs, from oil changes to a major engine overhaul. Give them a call at 243-4514 and let them take care of your automobile. That's the Debtor Service Department in Atlantic. Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company, helping you communicate with top-quality mobile and transportable phones and the best cellular service. Get a free demonstration from Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company today.
Jim Thiel, Chris Parks back with you here in Dennison tonight as Dennison, the home team, a winner here this evening in Hawkeye 10 Conference basketball play. 42-26, the final score. Dennison defeating Atlantic here this evening. Take a look at some numbers for you here tonight in the basketball game for Dennison. Rachel Cook led the way. She finished with a game-high 18 points, the only player in double digits here in the contest tonight. 18 for Cook here in the ball game tonight. Also a half dozen points for Valerie Johnson. 6 points also for Alyssa Renner here this evening. 5 points apiece for Chelsea Van Ness and Chelsea Green. And 2 points this evening for the Monarchs out of Carly Wittorf down low here this evening. The Monarchs 9 of 12 from the free throw line here this evening. On the other side for Atlantic, they finish with 9 points out of Liz Guttenfelder. 7 points for Mackenzie Holmes, 5 tonight for Shelby Worth. 3 points for Bailey Walter off of the bench, 2 for Megan Riley here this evening for the Trojans, who shot 5 of 11 from the free throw line here this evening. Tough start for Atlantic, down 13-7. After the first quarter break, and had just that one field goal in the second quarter, and that was really the difference in the ball game. Dennison able to build the lead, not as impressively as we would have imagined. They were not that good from the floor either in the first half of the ball game, but a 13-point halftime advantage by the Monarchs, and the Trojans just were not able to really make any kind of a dent in it in the third quarter. We talked about coming out of the halftime, you know, down 13. You still got a chance because the other team wasn't running away with it at that point, but they just never really made any progress. In fact, they fell a point further behind by the end of the third quarter. When you didn't make that progress, you just knew it was going to be an uphill climb.
Yeah, they just really couldn't put any kind of run together. It was just a struggle all night long on the offensive end to try to get any sort of flow. A lot of that early on was credit to Dennison's defense. They really did force them to stay on the perimeter and didn't allow much penetration either with the dribble or the pass. And that just forced Atlantic to stay outside. They didn't have much success to those outside shots, and you know, they just continued to kind of fall a little bit more and more behind, and they just couldn't put that run together there in the second half to make it a ball game.
Well, we don't keep a shot chart here, but I'm kind of glad for that tonight. I'd really hate to see a shot chart for Atlantic in this ball game. They just struggled really with the length and the bigger bodies that the Monarchs were able to put up against them defensively, and really didn't get a lot of decent looks for the most part here in the ball game tonight, and that's not going to lead to a very good shooting percentage here in the basketball game. But, you know, again, Atlantic still mixing things around, playing a lot of youngsters. Three freshmen played the basketball game tonight, so yeah, you're going to see those kinds of things when you're playing that kind of youth as well. You play with a lot of enthusiasm and a lot of energy, but, you know, sometimes it's kind of tough to get the ball in the right spots and to make the kind of plays that seniors will make out there on the floor.
Well, and even when they had a chance at some of the spots on the floor where you'd look at a shot chart and say, well, they should have had some success there, they were still tough shots. They were in positions where you mentioned the length of Denison, and they were really contesting most of those shots that they got down low. So it was just never easy for Atlantic, and even had a few times in transition where things didn't work out where it looked like it was going to be an easy basket. So when things don't bounce that way, then you're just going to have a tough time beating anybody, and just continued to be the case throughout the night for them.
Atlantic with the loss falling to 2-9 on the season, 0-4 in Hawkeye 10 conference play. For Denison, they improved to 7-2 overall. They're 3-2 in Hawkeye 10 conference play in your final 42-26. Denison a winner here in the contest this evening. Hey, just a reminder for you, too, that we'll talk with Coach Casey Pelzer tomorrow morning. 8:30 tomorrow morning will be the debut for this basketball season of our Coach's Corner program, as we'll talk about high school sports tomorrow morning. And Casey Pelzer will be a part of that. We'll talk about tonight's game and the early part of the season here as we get the our Coach's Corner program going for this tail end of the basketball season. We always start it up after the holiday break and continue on through the end of the basketball season. So, again, 8:30 tomorrow morning is when that comes your way. And our next high school basketball here on KJN will be tomorrow night, as Chris and I will be in Greenfield tomorrow evening as Cam will visit Nottoway Valley. That's the girl-boy doubleheader. 6 o'clock on the girls' game, 7:30 on the boys. That's Cam at Nottoway Valley, girl and boy doubleheader. Tomorrow night from Greenfield, we'll have it for you live here on KJAN, AM 1220, FM 101.1, on the web at KJAN.com, and in your pocket. If you got a smartphone, you got KJAN wherever you go, simply by downloading the KJAN mobile app on your Apple iPhone, or your iPhone or your Android device. Just keep that with you and take it with you in your pocket. We're everywhere. Just download that app and you can listen to us anywhere you choose. 42-26, again, your final here tonight. Denison beating Atlantic here in this Hawkeye 10 Conference Girls matchup. That's going to do it for our broadcast. Thanks for joining us here this evening. For Chris Parks, I'm Jim Field, and good night from Denison.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Gady Insurance Services, your agent for Western Iowa Mutual Insurance. Call them for a no-obligation quote for your homeowners or farm insurance. Visit one of their agents today at Gady Insurance in Griswold and Council Bluffs, or at their office at 700 East 7th Street in Atlantic. The TV Store, your Dish Network dealer located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Stop by or give them a call at 243-3032. That's the TV Store, located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic.
Education changes lives. Let it change yours with classes at Iowa Western Community College. We offer a wide variety of courses to meet your educational needs. Plus, Iowa Western classes transfer well. Take classes at the Atlantic Center, Council Bluffs campus, or give online learning a try. Check it out at iwcc.edu.